Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So, last night, the House Select Committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol held a televised hearing to vote on whether to hold Trump's White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena. Representative Liz Cheney read texts from lawmakers to Meadows begging the former president to call off the rioters, making it crystal clear that those closest to him understood that those attacking the Capitol would respond to his orders. Blois Olson with a morning take. What's going on, Blois? What can you add to that? Good morning.
Well, Paul, I think good morning. I mean, I think the, you know, this January 6th investigation will continue. I think, you know, I think for history, it's an important investigation. I think that, you know, in today's world, people have maybe moved on, except for the deeply partisans on the left who want to see, you know, on the headlines every day, and on the right who are going to try to dismiss it. But I think for history, it's really kind of an important investigation. And I think it will, you know, as you get into the details, and if ultimately the White House correspondence and conversations and things that Mark Meadows was aware of, including things he included in his book, become part of the investigation, I think it might be, you know, as close to a smoking gun as Democrats are going to get. And, you know, Republicans who have supported this investigation. It's also going to be part of the 2022 election. Liz Cheney's got a challenger from the right, from the Trump part of the party. Other people do as well who have supported this investigation. So it's definitely amongst Republicans, an issue of contention within their own party.
Interesting. Apparently, there's text evidence that Fox News hosts, including Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and others, begged the former president to stop the riot. So we'll keep an eye on that story. Talk to us about Derek Chauvin. You write this morning that Chauvin, former MPD cop, appears to be on the verge of pleading guilty to violating George Floyd's civil rights. Why would he do that?
Well, I think to avoid another lengthy trial, high-profile trial, I think you yesterday reporters and media outlets got a notice that he had changed his plea in the federal civil rights trial and that there would be a hearing this Wednesday. That would signal that, you know, there's some sort of plea deal. It also may play into the trial of the other three officers who have not been tried, but are scheduled to be tried on federal charges as well. And that may kind of pave the way for them. And ultimately, you know, some of them who were on the job days, were put in a position that was, you know, very, very uncomfortable and, you know, ruined their career. And so I think, you know, he may be realizing that he's already been sentenced, he's already been tried and convicted, and so that the federal deal may just be kind of in addition to that. So we'll wait and see. You know, Chauvin has not said much, and so maybe at some point he'll say more, but I think that'll dominate tomorrow's headlines.
Blois, some brazen, alarming carjackings in the Western Metro. We've heard about them in St. Louis Park and Edina. What do you know about that?
Well, I know that, you know, suburban mayors are trying to figure this out. Crime is across the city. It's not just in the West Metro. It's not in just in Minneapolis. It's not just in St. Paul. But it's been brazen for a while right now. And I think leaders are starting to feel pressure that they have to say something or do something about it, because it hasn't, you know, it hasn't calmed down and it seems to be expanding. And I think when you have at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, two carjackings in a suburban Lunds Byerly's, that's going to raise the flag more so than, you know, a 9 o'clock or a 10 o'clock carjacking in yeah. Minneapolis.
Absolutely. What kind of reaction are you getting? That full page ad from local hospitals saying we're heartbroken, we are overwhelmed. Any reaction to that?
Well, I think it had a very emotional reaction online, social media. I think this is an example where an ad drove social media and social media drove the larger story, just kind of calling this out. You know, hospitals are overwhelmed. Workers are overwhelmed. And it is part of it's COVID. And you should ask Dr. Hilden about just what percentage of it is COVID. Mm-hmm. But look, gunshot wounds, car accidents, heart attacks, those are up too. And those people are in the intensive care units too. And there's a poll out this morning that says people have deferred their own medical care because of the pandemic. And, you know, we've gotten to a certain age. I'll just speak for me, Paul, not you. But, you know, that if you don't take care of yourself, it gets worse. And I think, you know, it's a lesson for everybody.
Absolutely. And I have to mention, you point this out, it's National Monkey Day. Did you ever have a monkey as a pet? I kind of hope not.
No, I didn't. But there's always been kind of this conversation amongst a few friends that, you know, if you really wanted to have a fun pet, a small monkey might be a lot of fun. I prefer my dog, Maverick, but I'm just saying that, you know, in my wilder days, a monkey would have been a little more fun.
Oh, yeah. You'd be a lot of fun at parties. Blois Olson, thank you. Appreciate the update.
Talk to you tomorrow, Paul.
You bet.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.